Oh yeah, we're back, and we are live to tape here at Alpine Jaguar in Fort Lauderdale in support of Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Women in Distress Fundraising Casino Night. Again, this is organized by the Women's Real Estate Council of Broward County. And over the years, credit is so vital, in the last few years, more so than ever. And on your credit report is information that should not be there, or even if you owe debt, it may not be reported accurately, and you can have it removed. We are featuring founder for, and this is from Ask for Premier Credit Repair, Alicia Kahn. And I'd like to say good evening, Alicia.
Good evening, Phil. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. This is a great turnout. I'm so glad that you were able to make it.
And I thank you for having us here.
Well, you know, that's part of your target market, because people who want to buy homes, they sometimes can't afford the home they want because of bad credit.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the main reasons why consumers have been experiencing poor credit over the last 5 or even 8 years?
Actually, Phil, that's an excellent question, and I want to share with you that the majority of the people calling us, who are reaching out to us to improve their credit status, they're all sharing with us a very common theme. And what they're telling us is that their scores used to be, I hear this almost every day, their scores used to be in the 700s or 800s, and now their scores have dropped to the 400s, 500s, 600s. And what they're all sharing with us is that they were affected in some way, shape, or form by the recession. So many of the callers calling in are telling us that they were unemployed for a period of time. They were not able to pay their bills, or they were a victim, or they were affected by the downfall of the real estate market, where many people stop paying their mortgages, which of course negatively affects the credit report. Also, what we've noticed is just our observation is that more and more medicals and unpaid hospital bills, unpaid medicals, are falling onto the credit reports as well. So all of these different variables are actually have really hurt many people.
Well, that is the case. It's been a big transition, and you do need good credit these days to even get a job, and that's sad. I know that's going to change. They have a legislature to make it illegal.
That's right. There's a legislature that was the Florida State Legislature was trying to pass a law many years ago. I mentioned this on a previous show, and what they're trying to pass is a law where employers will not be able to pull credit to determine whether someone qualifies for the position. And I don't believe that law is actually passed.
Well, in your industry, there's good and there's bad. Mm-hmm. You have a spotless record, but how can a legitimate credit restoration company help folks in general to improve their credit status?
Excellent question. And that's what we do every day. We help people to improve their credit status so that they're in a better position to qualify for whatever it is they're trying to qualify for, whether that's a home loan, a business loan, student loan. The way it works, Phil, is that all of the items on the credit report, we call them trade lines, all of the lines on the credit report have to be in compliance with 320 federal credit reporting laws that are all stipulated within what's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. These laws are enforced by a branch of our government, which is known as the Federal Trade Commission. Now, what's been found over the years is that 79% of the time, these items on the report are not in compliance with the very laws they're required to be in compliance with. That's a huge number. So basically what we do is we take the credit reports, we evaluate them, we research them. What we're actually doing is we take the credit reports and we're analyzing the derogatory items in question that our clients are sharing with us, and we attach one law to each of these negative items on the reports. We draft up 3 different letters, we mail them out to the credit reporting agencies, and we tell them, look, this particular item is not in compliance with the laws that are stipulated within the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Then what we tell them is, look, you need to verify the accuracy of this information. You need to verify whether or not there are errors, because we see that there are errors and that this item is not meeting up to the criteria established within the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Upon the credit reporting agencies agreeing with us, they will then remove that item off the credit report. And upon removing that item, remember, the derogatory items, that's what's holding everyone's scores down like a dead weight, okay?
Yes.
So as we remove, as the credit reporting agencies are agreeing with us that this item is not in compliance with the law, they're lightening, they're helping us to lighten up that dead weight that's holding our client's score down. Their credit status improves and their scores go up. That's the heart of the work that we're working towards every day.
You know what, Alicia, my name is Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Yes, my name is Henry. I'm the co-host, financial professional here on the show. I wanted to go ahead and ask you, first of all, I got to let you know that your nails look lovely. I like the way they match your hair.
Well, too bad everyone can see it, but thank you.
Absolutely. You know what, I know that there are some people during the financial hardship, they really went through some tough times, whether they were repossessions of vehicles, just not being able to pay the certain debts, and then, of course, credits just constantly just being totally tarnished.
Absolutely.
How long does it normally take? Number one, can these certain things, such as repossession of cars, can they be removed from the
Absolutely.
Credit, or can they be remedied? And how long does it normally take your company to help remedy these type of situations?
Okay, first of all, good question. I like your questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, every single derogatory item that you see on the credit reports
yes.
have equal opportunity to be removed. It's not as though I'll have to, as long as they're not meeting up to the criteria established within the, and 79% of the time, every single line on the credit report is not meeting up to the criteria. And that actually was put out by the U.S., it was actually put out by a research corporation called the U.S. Public Interest Research Corporation many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to answer your question, the first 45 days, our clients are witnessing the largest improvement in their credit status, and I believe that's because the laws that are the most obvious to us that are being violated, we're able to pull those items off the quickest. However, we always recommend approximately 8 to 10 months.
So just to be clear, somebody has a repossession, a car repossession on their credit. Can that be removed or can that be remedied to whereby they can now afford to have the better credit so they can buy a home? And I ask these questions because I have clients that go through stuff like this all the time, and
sure.
I need to be able to help answer these
Absolutely.
Questions.
Absolutely. Yes, these items can be removed as long as they're not meeting up to the criteria established within the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and they're not meeting up to those items, up to the law, 79% of the time. We have a very, very high success rate. So I'm going to give you, do I have time for a simple example?
Sure.
Okay.
Two minutes.
Okay. I want to... There's hundreds of laws. As I just mentioned, there's 320. I'm going to give you an example of a very basic law, okay? And what that basic law states is that certain items are only allowed to be on the credit report for a certain number of years.
Right.
So for the majority of the years are 7. Some items are 10 years. Bankruptcies can stay 10 years. Now, let's say someone comes to us with a late car payment that's been sitting there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to attach the law to that item that states, hey, credit reporting agency.
It's time to remove it.
Yes, because this item is not supposed to be here 10 years,
gotcha.
Only 7. That's a very simplistic
way of
looking. Yeah,
gotcha.
But the laws are they're much more complex.
Thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome.
You know, Alicia, it doesn't mean when you remove something from the report, it doesn't mean that you don't owe that debt. It may just be reported inaccurately, correct?
That's absolutely right.
But it does get removed because they don't have the backup documentations or was not submitted properly.
Correct. That's absolutely right. We're not removing the debt. We're not saying our clients do not owe this money.
Yeah.
What we're saying is it was reported inaccurately with certain errors on the report. So if the credit reporting agencies and sometimes the creditors, if they cannot find what we call the evidence or
right.
the paperwork to support why it was on the report, then by law they are required to remove it off the report.
Right. And you've been very, very successful. We've had some past clients on that came on and talk about it and talk about how accurate you were in the promise that you made to remove. But what fascinates me is that you can remove student debt information. And again, it doesn't mean you don't owe the debt. What it means, it's being reported inaccurately.
Correct.
And there's stuff that are on there that need to be dropped off. In other words, statute of limitation stuff.
That's correct. The statute of limitations is actually a separate area. It's a separate concept. That has to do with Florida statute of limitations, how long a creditor can come after you.
Well, that's what you mentioned before as far as the 7 year.
No,
and oh, okay.
That's separate. That has to do with the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which stipulates the items, it talks about the items on the report, how long it can be reported on the report, not
you.
How long a creditor can come after a debtor. See?
Are there certain actions, before we go, are there certain actions that our listeners can take to improve or even maintain their own credit status?
Absolutely, Phil. We've actually compiled a list of 5 different ways that consumers can help themselves. Actually, 65% of the controls over the credit report are in the hands of the consumers. 35% are in the hands of a legitimate credit restoration company, assuming someone's enrolled with a credit restoration, such as Ask for Premier Credit Repair. The last few times I was on the show, we talked about 4 of those ways, and we never get a chance to talk about the 5th way. But the 5th way really involves the fact that consumers need to think not just once, not twice, but 3 times prior to co-signing on a loan. Okay, yes, we all like to help our loved ones, our family. We like to help people to buy that car. We're in a car dealership here now. Everyone wants to be able to help their loved ones. However, you have to think twice. You have to think if the person we're signing for, if they cannot afford that payment, can we afford that payment? That's something very, because if we cannot afford to incorporate another $400 payment into our budget.
Don't do it.
Exactly. Don't do it. Then we're hurting the person that we just thought we were helping.
Yes.
You know what they call a co-signer with a pen?
I think you once told me, but I forgot the answer.
An idiot with a pen.
Oh, that's it. That's right.
Alicia Khan, you do the best work. You really do. You have proof of concept. You have a lot of loyal customers. And what is the best way to get in touch with you?
First of all, my name is Alicia Khan. Ask for Premier Credit Repair is the name of the company. The phone number is 954-217-3763. I'm at extension 106. We have a website, ask, as though you're asking a question, the digit 4, Premier, Premier, creditrepair.com. And our information is on our website as well.
And you do get back to people quite readily. You are able to be reached. Well, you have a full staff. You enjoy speaking to people, and you work until the evening. If people are listening and they're busy at work, they can set up an appointment to talk to you at 8 and even 9 o'clock at
night. Absolutely. We bend over
that
backwards
amazing.
To work with our clients.
Alicia, we appreciate you coming on. And this is Alicia Khan. Ask for Premier Credit Repair. And again, that's ask, A-S-K, and the number 4, Premier Credit Repair. Google them. Easy to find. She's very approachable. This is her passion. This is her job. This is her business.
Absolutely.
She's helped so many get the products, services, homes at affordable cost. We appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
This is Philip Bell, Community News and Review on 1230 WBZT. And again, we're at the Jaguar, Alpine Jaguar in Fort Lauderdale in support of Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Women in Distress Fundraising Casino Night. It's organized by Women in Real Estate Council of Broward County. And this is Philip Bell, and I'm having a great time, and we're going to come right back.